Tomorrow night, the Pentagon will carry out its fifth hit-to-kill test of missile defense technology. It will launch a rocket with a mock nuclear warhead from California, and then try to destroy it with an interceptor launched from the South Pacific. The Pentagon's record on these tests has been mixed so far. Both advocates and opponents of national missile defense will be monitoring tomorrow's test closely. NPR's Mike Schuster has more.
The task of missile interception is a daunting one. The mock warhead sits atop a three-stage Minuteman II rocket, which begins its flight from Vandenberg Air Force Base in California. The rocket puts the warhead into space, achieving a speed of about 3 miles a second. 20 minutes later, the interceptor rocket blasts off from Kwajalein Atoll in the Marshall Islands, nearly 5,000 miles away. It places what is known as a kill vehicle into space, traveling at nearly the same speed. If all goes right, the kill vehicle should smash into the mock warhead at a closing speed of 15,000 miles per hour, destroying it 144 miles above the Earth. So far, the Pentagon has carried out four flight tests like this. Two failed, two succeeded. General Ronald Kadish, who heads the Ballistic Missile Defense Organization, says this one, designated Integrated Flight Test 7, will be just like the others.
The objectives for this test are the same for this test as it was for IFT-3, our first intercept attempt, IFT-4, IFT-5, and IFT-6. We are trying to build the confidence in the system and to work out the minor and major anomalies that occur when we're testing unprecedented type hardware for hit-to-kill types of technology. So there's no change here.
Lots of things get assessed in tests like these, among them the capabilities of special radar developed specifically to track incoming hostile missiles in space, communications and integrated battle management systems based in Cheyenne Mountain in Colorado. And of utmost importance, the ability of the kill vehicle, using its own sensors, to distinguish between the warhead and decoys, such as balloons that might be deployed in space to trick the kill vehicle into missing the real target. The current testing is only in its earliest stages, and the Pentagon is providing the interceptor rocket with advanced information about the trajectory of the attacking rocket and the presence of a decoy. Critics say this makes the test artificial. General Kadish admits this is the case. The test, he says, is not designed yet to reflect the conditions of an actual missile attack on the United States.
We are testing to learn. We're not testing as pass-fail for some operational reason. There seems to be confusion on this every time I discuss these types of tests, so I want to make sure that everybody understands what we are trying to accomplish. And that is, we're learning about the system, we will make corrections as a result of any anomalies, and we will continue to test to build our confidence and to learn more until such time as we feel confident to do operational testing against more realistic targets and more realistic scenarios.
The Pentagon plans a total of about 20 tests over the next several years to get this land-based interceptor ready for deployment. Tomorrow's test complies with the anti-ballistic missile treaty, according to Pentagon lawyers. President Bush has been trying to convince Russian President Vladimir Putin to abandon the ABM treaty. Talks on replacing it with a new strategic framework intensified when Putin visited the United States earlier this month, but so far there is no agreement on this. The administration wants to begin testing other sea-based and airborne anti-missile systems. That step would be prohibited under the treaty. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Los Angeles.